The following is the realization of His grace, Haridas.
On the 19th April 2002, in afternoon, 2:45, I'm sitting in the office ITB with Anand Mohan Prabhu on the discussion of the memory of our sweet little darling daughter of Anand Mohan Prabhu, Nandarani. I just finished read the offerings he made on one of the Vyas Pujas for her Guru Gopal Krishna Maharaj. And for that age of a young girl, Nandarani, this letter appears so mature, so thoughtful, so there's no childish on this letter. And also I'm having a little glimpse of her notebook on the Vedic education when philosophy of Shastra, she has been doing a course somewhere in Punjab. And my personal experience with her, I think, tried to recollect. Sometime around 92 or 93, once in the morning I was sitting in the lobby and chanting, and her father, Anand Mohan Prabhu, introduced himself and was talking about Bhakti Vinod Prabhu, who is in Chandigarh president now. And the little girl, maybe she was around 4 or 5 then, and she said, "You come to my house." I didn't go to her house, but I just say yes. And ever since, she became my friend. And in the beginning, whenever I used to see her, I would buy some chocolate and toffee. And one day, there's one festival, and I was just about to give her a chocolate, and her father, Anand Mohan Das, he said, "Please don't give chocolate, there's time for prasad." So after that, I don't give her any chocolate. But we become a very good friend. Well, I remember every time, as she grown up, for her age, she become real tall and beautiful and an elegant looking, talkative girl. And when she grown up by 12, 13, I changed my attitude. I start teasing her in a different way. Every time I see her, tease her with something, with her nose, with her. So last teasing what I remember was, that was 1 week before she left the planet and gone to Vaikuntha. In the restaurant, she had a mahaprasad of sweet samosa and cake, get ready to take home. So I had a meeting in the restaurant with all the unit members, so myself and Siddhartha. I hide entire samosa bag. When she finished whatever she had to do in the restaurant, about to go, she was looking for samosa. Then obviously she has a first doubt on me, but the plan of hiding her samosa was myself and Sridhar. And Sridhar was also very fond of Nandarani. So we played around about 15 minutes, and when she about to cry, we just, you know, gave her a samosa back. So that was just 1 week before she left the planet. After that, I didn't get to see. When Jagannath gave me the message in the morning, he was going for her funeral and asked me whether I can go. I said, "No, I don't want to go because I cannot see her in that condition." So I like to keep in my mind the image. I always seen her smiling, giggling, talking, jumping around, running around, howling around. So I want to keep that image in my mind, not the body image. I didn't go deliberately. So I sent Jagannath and my other staff for her funeral. They narrated me, but I didn't want to have another picture in my mind of her face. Whole reason I've not gone to attend her funeral, because as the imaginator, we have a different set of mind. We fix something in our mind. So her beautiful face with good eyes and nose and the tall hair and smiling, giggling, that's the imagine I like to keep in my mind, not her dead body. That is the whole reason I have not gone there. But Jagannath has narrated me everything. So luckily, I don't have in my memory that picture. So I don't be disturbed much with that. Now, the philosophically, all I know, seeing her, knowing her, read this little offering and the notes, she definitely descended from some higher planet to do certain service to Lord Krishna, to give an upliftment. So I suppose this is her appearance and disappearance made her parents definitely greatest devotee. I mean, I've been watching her parents, grandmothers ever since. So definitely she is descended by the order of her previous spiritual master for a certain mission. And she just accomplished the mission and left for the another mission. That's how the Vaishnava Dur. As she mentioned the Narad Muni, Narad Muni also traveled one planet to another planet. So like that, the Vaishnava, the devotee, the soul, travel, mainly devotee, travel one planet to another planet. So she definitely traveled with another planet, maybe with another mission. His Holiness Tamal Krishna Maharaj has left the body in a very different tragic, almost similar tragic. Not similar, I mean it's a tragic, disappeared. So we have a realization when great Vaishnava leave, and they leave for a few reasons. Either their spiritual master called for a very important mission, and they immediately leave everything, whatever they possess, or he or she finish her assignment and ready for next. So this is all I can talk about Nandarani, and similar way I can talk about His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. The way I talk about Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, similar way I can talk about Nandarani. I just heard all this offering from different sannyasis like His Holiness Radhanath Swami, His Holiness Giriraj Swami, Lord Lokanath Swami, Bhagavat Pad and Jagat Pataka Maharaj. And eventually I just heard this Bhaktijaru Maharaj and the Mahavishnu Maharaj. Definitely this great Vaishnava, when they realize certain great thing about a great personality, because they are great, they identify with another great soul as Nandarani. So the great personalities, great Vaishnava, great devotees, they realize, they understand their activities, their feeling with another great devotee like Nandarani. So definitely, even if you call it a loss, but I would not call it loss, because it's always gain. When she came and she accomplished her assignment, it's a gain to her mother, father and rest of the people who are going to read and know about her. Of course, she has become an exemplary for many young kids or other, all the great Vaishnava who realized she become example for them. So in another way, I would say, Anand Mahaprabhu and his wife and the family definitely considered themselves the most fortunate, because having such a great Vaishnava as a child of theirs, it could be also, remember Kapil Dev and Devahuti and Kadamba Muni. When Kapil Dev appeared, he made a great devotee like Devahuti and Kadamba Munis. One of the Maharaj has mentioned that should be memory books or memory publication for the example for the rest of the future devotee or their children for their preaching. So I wish them all the best. So they can do that, sure. We also share our feeling and experience and realization and understanding. As I've not seen her face of a dead body, so she always fresh in my mind the way I used to look at her when she was alive and playful. But I would not regret, because she definitely with Krishna according to everybody's and my realization with our philosophy. So if somebody leave the prison house and get the departure for his home, so it's a pleasant day. So this material world was a kind of prison house, but even in the prison house, devotee like her, they make a pleasant. But when they departure from this prison house, they go for a higher pleasure. So she is with Krishna, definitely. And I wish I could follow some of her example, where she set it up. So here, both of them has done that duty. Her parents done the duty for her, and she done her duty for their parents by helping each other, set a great Vaishnava exemplary life.